10 to 10, rugby league legend Brad Freddie Fittler is on a personal crusade to stop gang violence by getting teenagers off the streets and onto the footy field. Don't we need this? Freddie is teaming up with Mick Fuller, the New South Wales Police Commissioner, to revitalise every police and community youth club, the PCYCs, in the state. I want to find out more from the Origin coach himself. You can hear Freddie each Wednesday night, of course, with Mark Levy on the Wide World of Sports at 6 p.m. G'day, Freddie.
How are you, Chris?
I'm doing very well. It has been a shocking year for youth violence. Has that been one of the motivations for what you're saying now?
Well, the moment a kid went to his car and got a knife and stabbed another player was sort of the moment where everyone had to sit up and just realise that footy grounds and sporting grounds were being used as meetings and also trying to make aware the level of the gangs, you know, with inner west and outer west, and it's a real concern. And you know, the bottom of it is sort of some real racy music and also social media. And I just feel like it's one of those things, the government's becoming too hard. I think, you know, the fact is there's no resistance to social media at all. We're making no laws about it. And, you know, if you watch that show, The Social Dilemma, it tells you how these social media companies are purely designed to manipulate you and feed you information how they want. They're deciding on elections all over the world. And I just don't know why we're at a government, at a high level, we're not confronting the issue of social media and these sorts of things. And that's what how it ends up coming out, I think, in incidences like we saw at the footy and the level of anxiety and violence. The young kids are, where they feel it necessary to be part of a gang and to be carrying knives around. That's like ludicrous.
Out of control. And you're right about the music. Let's not underestimate this. I hear some of my my oldest son's music, and it's all about effing people. It's massively full with profanity. It's got violent themes throughout the whole thing. It's as confronting as I think I've heard music ever been. And this is the theme song to most of their upbringing now. Very different to the way you and I were brought up. And it's got to be confronted. I like what you're doing. And just reaffirm for us the importance of sport in a kid's life.
Well, it's the importance of feeling part of a team. Whether it is in a band or, playing chess or dancing or rugby league, it's that feeling of being part of something a little bit bigger, part of a team. And that's why sport is so appealing, and the people that get lucky enough to feel part of a team. It's, the opposite, the alternative to feel like you're isolated, which, you know, what our devices are doing to us. And it just sends you down another path, and it's normally wrapped around anxiety and makes you susceptible to all different sort of pathways. So I just don't understand why we've got all these commentators talking about social media and what it's doing, but nothing's been done.
No.
There's no restrictions around social media and the games that some of these kids play. It's like, it's incredible that it seems like it's very neglecting.
Yeah, you're right. And regarding PCYCs, I don't see as many kids at PCYCs, but I've done a few stories in the last couple of years at Woolloomooloo and Liverpool and a few other PCYCs. They are very different to what they used to be. There are really great programs available for kids to get involved. Not just the sport, a lot of great programs for kids who are a little bit lost in society.
Yeah, and I think if you go in there and offer to do programs, they would help you find a way to get it done. That's what sort of the design around them is going to be. You know, it was all about boxing sort of 40 years ago. Yeah. You know, but now it can be about boxing, be about training, be about music, be about arts, be about touch footy, basketball, anything.
Yep.
And, you know, I just feel like these are the sort of places we need to develop so they become real havens for kids. I've got a 16-year-old daughter, you know. She doesn't do social media and doesn't want to hang out in park and drink on a weekend. So, you know, her chance of meeting anyone is, you know, next to nil.
Yes.
So, you know, blue light discos were awesome. What happened to the blue light?
I love the blue lights.
Oh, the blue light.
Fantastic. I'm glad you've got this off and running, and who better to do it but the Origin coach, mate. All the very best, and you're looking forward to the series this year?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to the semi-finals first. I watched Penrith last night play when I got home from the other game, and, you know, they just must be loving life. And a lot of those kids are from Mandurah, Jerome Luai and Steve Crichton and Spencer Leanu and Brian Tyler. They've come through this gang system. So, you know, hopefully they can be our role models. They were absolutely awesome last night, the way they worked together. And so, you know, then we get to pick the cream of the crop, Chris, and hang out with them for a month and play footy. So
great stuff.
You know, life doesn't get any better.
You're right. Thank you, mate. Great campaign. All the very best.
Good on you, Chris. Thank you.